Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are interviewing voters in Virginia about important issues, and we would like to get your responses. I assure you that we are not selling anything, and your responses will remain strictly confidential. Before we begin, just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 29, 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 and older?
The one from 30 to 49.
30 to 49, thank you. And the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And are you currently registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
There was an election in Virginia on November 7, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
And I know it's still a long time away, but the next mayor election in the country will be the presidential elections taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, just somewhat likely, maybe? Very, okay. And now, in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family? In your own words, the most important problem or issue?
I would say is the
I know all are important, but the most important.
I'm mostly concerned about the risk or the threat at the democratic system in the U.S. By having authoritarian candidates like Donald Trump.
Correct. And now, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months before the election.
And now, in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing that was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Virginia, the most important reason in your own words.
I would say social issues.
Okay. And now just let me document your answer. In Virginia, there were mostly elections on the ballot for the Virginia General Assembly involving candidates for the Virginia State House of Delegates and the Virginia State Senate. In that election, which of the following best describes how you vote or how you likely would have voted had you participated in the election? Only for Democratic candidates for the General Assembly, only for Republican candidates for the General Assembly, or a mix of Democrats and Republican candidates for the General Assembly?
Only for Democratic.
Only for Democrats. And I'm going to review some different ways that people might hear about candidates and issues campaigns that reach out to voters during election years. And please just tell me whether you experience these things in this election cycle, okay? The first one is English language TV ads. Yes or no?
English language TV ads. Like, the question is
if you heard anything about politics or the campaigns.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
In English language TV ads, okay. Spanish language TV ads, yes or no?
Yes.
English language radio ads, yes or no?
Yes.
Spanish language radio ads?
I don't recall.
Okay. English language online digital ads and videos like YouTube, yes or no?
Yes.
Spanish language online digital ads and videos, yes or no?
Yes.
Social media like TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook?
Yes.
Phone calls or texts from volunteers? Yes or no?
Yes.
Someone coming to your door? Yes or no?
Yes, there was. Yes.
Okay. Billboards and yard signs?
Plenty.
Direct mail? Yes or no?
Yes.
Family members or friends talking about the election?
No.
No. Well, okay. And no. Last one? A church or social clubs or community groups?
No.
No, okay. Thank you. And did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7 election in Virginia that specifically impact how or if you vote in this election, yes or no?
Yes, I would say the governor, John King, taking full control of the Virginia houses was something that I didn't want to happen.
Okay, thank you. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote for which candidate you will support for the Virginia Assembly? Yes or no?
No.
And why? Why is that? In a few words.
There were no convincing arguments.
Okay. Just let me document your answer, please.
Sure.
And now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote in the election? Yes or no?
No.
And can you please tell me why in a few words again?
As a citizen, it's my obligation to vote.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Now, we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75%. Thank you so much for your time. Which of the following issues played or will have played the most important factor in determining how you vote or will have vote in the November 7 election in Virginia for candidates for the Virginia Assembly? I have abortion, crime and public safety, economic issues and inflation, giving Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia Assembly, or giving Virginia Democrats control of the Virginia Assembly?
The second to last, giving Republicans control over the Virginia Senate.
And now lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both Virginia Republicans and Virginia Democrats in the run-up to the election this past month in Virginia. And after I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing, okay? And the first one is, 2 years ago, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin started a movement. It wasn't about politics. It was about getting things done, and they have delivered by empowering parents and providing tutoring to combat learning loss, by making historic investment in law enforcement and mental health services, sinking $5 billion in tax relief, and adding 230,000 new jobs. There's so much more than can be done, but it can only happen with your vote to elect a Republican Assembly to back Governor Youngkin up so he can deliver. Do you find this argument very convincing, just somewhat convincing, not very, or not at all?
Not very convincing.
Not very, okay. The next one, it's happening all around us. Tennessee, West Virginia, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, and Kentucky passed sweeping new abortion bans. MAGA Republicans in Richmond want Virginia to be next. Some Virginia Republicans support a total abortion ban with no exception for rape, incest, or the health of the mother. Women who try to get an abortion and doctors who perform abortion will end up in jail. You don't have to look far to know where MAGA Republicans want to take Virginia. Just look at what happens around us. Do you find this argument very convincing, just somewhat, not very, or not at all?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. And the last three. The last four. MAGA Republicans are coming for your rights and your freedoms, and they are only interested in one thing, power. If MAGA Republicans win total control of the Virginia Assembly, they will pass an extreme agenda banning abortion across the Commonwealth, rolling back gun safety laws, taking away voting rights, and pushing more tax loopholes for the super rich paid for by working people. Do you find this very convincing, just somewhat, not very, or not at all?
Very convincing.
Okay, and the last three. Today, radical Virginia Democratic politicians are endangering Virginia. Homicides are at a 20-year high, and some Virginia County prosecutors refuse to do their jobs, dropping charges, letting violent criminals walk free, and refusing to crack down on fentanyl dealers. Virginia Republicans will get criminals off of our streets and work to ensure law enforcement is fully funded. Do you find this very convincing, just somewhat, not very, or not at all.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. And the last two, it's common sense. Domestic abusers should not get guns. But Virginia Republican candidates for assembly embrace MAGA extremists who vote against stopping domestic abusers from getting a gun, even those who a judge says are dangerous, making law enforcement job harder. Virginia Democratic candidates for the assembly support law enforcement and smart gun safety laws like background checks that will help keep you safe. How do you find this argument very convincing, just somewhat, not very, or not at all convincing?
It's convincing.
Okay, just somewhat, or it's very convincing?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. And the last one. Virginia Democrats are lying about their position on abortion. Here's the truth. There is no Virginia ban on abortion. Virginia Republicans support a reasonable 15-week limit with exemptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. It's a common sense position that most Virginians support too. Virginia Democrats, however, support no limits on abortion, including all the way up to 40 weeks, reasonable limits on abortion, or no limits at all on abortion. That's the truth. Do you find this argument very convincing, just somewhat not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat, okay. And now, the last few questions. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will, like, determine how you vote in the 2024 elections? In your own words, the most important problem or issue?
The threat against democracy.
Okay, thank you. And now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you will say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election, economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
So I can only pick one? Or
One from the three options. The first option is economic issues and inflation. The second option is abortion and reproductive freedoms. And the last one is protecting democracy in the United States.
Protecting democracy.
And will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election, yes or no?
Yes.
And I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were being held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, a third-party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
No, I would vote for Biden.
And in a few words, can you please tell me why?
Because I think he's done a good job as a president.
Okay. Just let me document your answer, please. Good job for president. Thank you. And now, just a couple more questions and we're finished with the interview. Just for statistical purposes only, can you please tell me in what country were you born?
In Mexico.
And in what country were your parents or grandparents born?
In Mexico.
Thank you. And which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
The Democratic Party.
And do you consider yourself very liberal, liberal, moderate, or conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
And can you please tell me what is your annual household income before taxes? Just stop me when I get the right category, okay?
Is that absolutely necessary?
Okay, it's not a problem. But the last few questions, can you please tell me what is your gender?
Male.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
No problem.
Thank you for your help.
Much.
Bye.